a halakha that's brought down by the Sefer Hasidim that says a person should not wear the shoes of a dead person. Chas v'shalom, somebody should die and now his clothes are up for sale or they're going to give them away, so the dead man's shoes should not be worn by another Jew. There was even a story he tells of somebody that got the shoes of a mit and he wanted to give them to an ani, to a poor person. So they told him, you have to love your neighbor like you love yourself. If you don't wear them, don't give them to another person. So they told him, sell them to a non-Jew, and the money give to the ani. And then they point out that even when you sell it to a non-Jew, it's only somebody that's not going to resell it to a Jew. But you don't want to, chas v'shalom, cause a Jew to wear these clothes. It could happen sometimes when they're taking, let's say, old clothes of people and they're giving it, for example, to Bikur Holim or to a clothes drive where they give old shoes also. So one should be careful. Better take the shoes, give them to a goy, or discard them than give them to a clothes drive. Another interesting halakha regarding shoes, the halakha says, and it's put down in the Kafahim Siman Kuf Tet Zayin, which we've been learning the past couple of days, that one should not sleep with his shoes on. Chas v'shalom, the Gemara says in Yoma, it's Toim Ta'am Mita, it's the taste of death, God forbid. Therefore, one should take off his shoes before he goes to sleep. Last but not least, the Shas is filled with many different things that causes a person to forget his learning. One of those is if a person switches his shoes, meaning he puts his right shoe on his left foot and his left shoe on his right foot. Now, that might not be so prevalent today with our shoes, maybe with slippers, maybe with different type of moccasins, but one should be careful just so he doesn't forget his learning, which is obvious, to put his shoes on his right foot. It seems, even for a second, for example, a person is running out to get something, so he just sticks his feet in his shoes, you know, momentarily, just to have something on his feet. He should see to it that it's on the right feet in order that he doesn't come to forget his learning. We have enough problems in trying to remember things, so we don't need any extra help in forgetting our learning.